morning, everybody. This is Michael Sweet of Striper, and you are listening to That Metal Interview Podcast.
That Metal Interview.
Greetings, 2022 October Halloween season, and we have Michael Sweet of Striper presenting to us the band's latest album, The Final Battle, with 11 crushing tracks. I'll go down the list real quick. Transgressor, See No Evil, Hear No Evil, Same Old Story, Heart and Soul, Near, Out, Up and In, Rise to the Call, The Way, The Truth, The Life, No Rest for the Wicked, Till Death Do Us Part, and track number 11 is Ashes to Ashes, which is the song we're going to present right now. Check it out, Ashes to Ashes, from the brand new album, now available to stream, download, and purchase, The Final Battle. Striper, let's check out Ashes to Ashes. We'll be right back. crushing tune, Ashes to Ashes, by the band Striper, the Christian rock band, and awesome lyrics, awesome arrangements. As always, they always deliver the goods. So thank you, Michael, for making time. Thank you to Michael, Robert, Oz, and Perry for bringing The Kill, an awesome album, The Final Battle. And we had a slight audio problem as far as the conversation, so excuse the technical difficulties. So anyway, so Michael answers the question about the album title, The Final Battle. I asked him if it's the final album for the band, the retirement of the band, or what, or is he just referring to Revelations, the final days of humankind, which is in the Bible, right? So anyways, here is his answer and our conversation, and as he speaks of the final battle. Check it out. So what part of the world are you at right now? I know you guys are on tour, right?
We're not on tour at the moment. We just got back from Bogota, Colombia.
Okay.
And we were over in Costa Rica, and we did some shows on the in Texas.
Yeah.
And we were gone for about 2 weeks, and we just got back a few days ago.
Yeah, I saw the Costa Rica footage. You guys were streaming from there. I forgot where you guys were at, but yeah, cool. How was that tour in Colombia and Costa Rica?
It was great. We had an amazing time, great turnout, sold out shows, and absolute incredible time there. High energy, just amazing. We can't wait to get back.
Yeah, all the Central America, South America people are big rock fans, right? Huge. They have a big soul for that stuff. Yeah.
No, yeah, very passionate. Very passionate.
There you go.
Great, great people. And we had never been to Bogota before, so it was our first time there. And then Costa Rica, we hadn't been for 22 years, so it was very special.
Wow. So new album, The Final Battle. Is this the end of Striper? Is that what it means? Or the end of the world? Or what are you talking about here?
It's more or less about the Battle of Armageddon, which if you believe in the word in the Bible, it's a story in the book of Revelation. It's talking about the return of Christ and a battle that will take place called the Battle of Armageddon. And it's pretty powerful and pretty scary when you read it. But that's what the imagery and the title portrays. It also can refer to the possibility that this is our final album. We're not saying that it is, but I've been telling people that we don't know what tomorrow brings. Tomorrow is not promised for any one of us.
Yeah.
And we just don't know if we'll be able to do another album.
Oh, wow.
But it's more so about the Battle of Armageddon.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe in God, and I'm not very familiar with the books and all that, but I know I've heard of the Revelations, you know. Is that the same thing, or?
Well, it's out of the book of Revelation, Battle of Armageddon. Yes.
So back to the Striper retiring thing, that would be a sad day for us fans if you decide to hang your hat, you know.
Well, it would be sad for us, too. And I don't think that day's here yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously we're all getting older. And I think that day's coming, you know, sooner than later. There's not a lot of years left for the band. You know, we're all in our 60s now.
Yeah.
We've been around for almost 40 years. So maybe we'll reach that 50-year anniversary. That would be amazing. That would be incredible. But, I mean, someday, unfortunately, sadly, that will happen, where we have to kind of hang our guitars up and say goodbye to the fans once and for all.
So how about Keith Richards and Mick Jagger? They're in their 80s, I believe, and they're still out there. So I guess you do have some years in your belt.
We do, but you gotta understand, with Keith Richards and Mick Jagger, they're the richest rock band in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So they travel by private jets, often each guy in his own jet, you know, luxury hotels, limos. All they have to do is walk on stage and play, and that's it. They don't have to lug gear through airports at 3 a.m. and play 5 shows in a row.
Yeah.
Drive themselves in 3 minivans to shows night after night with 8-hour drives in between. You know, it's a little different.
It's very different, yeah. So let's speak of the album cover. You guys on horses. Who came up with that concept? Awesome.
Yeah, again, right out of the Book of Revelation, Battle of Armageddon, it describes how Christ will look when he comes back. He'll be on a horse, and If you look at the imagery on that album cover, it's right out of the Book of Revelation, pretty much word for word. And then the other four horsemen are supposed to, you know, basically represent the band. Kind of, it's us, yet it's not. Angels that are similar to us, we're coming back to fight with God. You know, that's really the whole point.
So we heard Transgressor, the same old story. Great songs, by the way.
Thank you.
What's the rest of the album like? Is there any ballads in there? I'm a balladeer.
There is. There's a couple songs that are a little bit more pop metal, and then there's a ballad called Near. Really great, man. Really cool album. There's definitely a mix of styles. There's some more metal stuff. There's some straight-ahead mid-tempo stuff. A really eclectic mix, but it all works together. So I can't wait for everyone to hear the whole album.
How do you come up with so many riffs and lyrics, man? Do these ideas come to you in your sleep or when you're driving? Or
Sometimes in my sleep, but excuse me, usually when I'm in my studio and I've got my guitar in my hands and I'm sitting there ready to work on a riff, that's when stuff starts coming. And I'll start with the riff and then come up with the groove that goes with that riff that feels right. And then once I have those two things, it's about a 2 to 4 hour process to finish the song.
What's your favorite song on The Final Battle?
Oh, man. There's a song called Near. It's a ballad. I love it. Really guitar-oriented power ballad. I'm a big fan of another song called Till Death Do Us Part.
Yeah.
It's more of a pop metal song. And then I love Transgressor and Same Old Story, those two songs as well.
So you guys are still relevant in 2022. I saw you guys are selling out venues and you're having to add dates and stuff like that. How does that feel to be to have a huge following in 2022? Did you imagine this when you started?
It's amazing. It's humbling and amazing. We're very blessed to still be doing this. Had no idea we would be almost 40 years later when we began in 83. And it's just mind-blowing, you know, that we can still go out and make records, sell records, perform at shows, sell tickets. People still want to see us. They still want to hear us. And it blows our minds. It's very humbling.
Very cool. You also recorded and released Second Skin, Iconic, this past June. How was that experience working with those guys? And how did you guys write that? Email or... Did you guys
those
get
guys
together?
Are they're all legendary, and the way it was written was Joel sent basic ideas of each song, and then I took those basic ideas and I completed them and arranged them and added some ideas of my own, and then we had the music. Then that was sent to the label, and the producer for the label, Alessandro, wound up with the singer putting together the lyrics and the melodies. I sent a few melody ideas over to on my phone that got used. And then once that process was done, it went out to Tommy and to Marco for them to cut their tracks. And then to back to Joel and I for us to cut our solos and me to cut my lead vocals that I did with Nathan. And then it was mixed. So it was a little interesting process, passed around and around and around, but it worked.
Yeah.
And we were able to do it with technology now. Everyone has their own little studio at home, and we're able to get it done.
Will we ever see the band on stage live?
I sure hope so.
Yeah. Wow.
It's difficult because we all have multiple projects going on.
Yeah.
So it makes it very difficult to get us all in the same room to go do a new project.
Yeah.
But I hope someday we can do something together. That would be amazing.
That'd be cool, yeah. Give us an update on your eye. We all know you had a couple of surgeries.
I did. I had three surgeries. This latest one was to put a new lens in my eye. They had to put it on the outside of my cornea, so my eye is not liking it at all. And the reason why they did that was to keep it away from my retina, because my retina is detached twice, and it's susceptible to re-detachment.
Yeah.
My retina is pretty beat up. They had to remove part of it. So I've got some peripheral blindness in my upper vision. But, I mean, I try to remind myself daily that there are people that have it far worse than I do. If that's my worries, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
The tricky part is my other eye has got a couple of tears in it. So I've got a bunch of floaters in that. And I'm just praying. The doctor keeps telling me that someday that could detach. And if that were to happen, I might be in a little bit more trouble.
Yeah.
because then I'd be legally blind, and I'd have to learn how to play differently and travel and perform differently. You know, it's all not the end of the world, but I'm just grateful that right now, so far, things are good with it.
Yeah, wish you the best there.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
You just finished this tour. What's next on your agenda? What's brewing here?
There's a lot of things, a lot of shows going on this year. We're going Kiss Cruise, going to Mexico, doing a couple festivals, a couple other shows here and there. And the album comes out, of course, on the 21st of October. And then next year, we're going to really, really hit the ground running. Got a lot of plans for the documentary, for heavy touring, basically to support the new album. And, you know, I've got an inspirational album I'm going to release. Got a new Sweet Lynch album that's coming out next year.
Awesome. Wow.
Just a lot going on, man.
Awesome. Thank you, Michael. Would you like to send a message to your fans listening to this podcast?
Well, just, you know, God bless you guys. Thank you for supporting us for so many years and coming out to the shows. We're always excited to see you. And we're still here. We're still going. We're grateful for your support. We love you. And may God guide you and bless you and direct you and keep you guys safe for many years to come. We'll see you guys soon.
Thank you, Michael. I know you got other interviews. I appreciate your time. Sorry about the connection there.
Okay, brother. Have a good day, man.
There you had it. There's the answer. Maybe a retirement, maybe not. The end days are coming for sure, as Michael told us, as far as the band goes. And as far as humankind goes, we are not sure, as we do not have a crystal ball and none of us know the future of mankind, right? So anyways, just enjoy life and give it your best shot and do what you can. Be a good person. Don't be a bad person, man. So anyways, thank you, Michael, for making time. Always, always a pleasure speaking to Michael. A very, very cool, down-to-earth person, as always, man. And we thank the guys for bringing the kill and an awesome recording and album one more time. Awesome. I'm really satisfied as a fan. So you guys should check it out. The Final Battle. Pick it up. Stream it. Download it. Go to the store. If you want to go pick up the album, LPs and all that, at their live shows, go check out Striper, of course. So anyways, as far as this podcast, That Metal Interview Podcast, your friend James thanks you for your support and your time, and thank you for following us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're on TikTok. Don't forget our sister station, jrocksmetalzone.com. Rock metal 24/7, and don't forget to keep it metal.
Metal Interview.